What was your general reaction when you heard about the three games?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I understand it's something that, you know, there's no place for something like that. You know, obviously, you know, in the moment, frustrations, you know, kind of boiling over. It's just frustrated with the, how the game went and the importance of that game. So things kind of spilled over, but I had a good talk with George yesterday, and, you know, both said what we had to say and respect the decision. And you know, obviously going to take my three games and learn from it.
Was some of the frustration because of the high stick too? I mean, was there a lot going on there?
It's part of it. You know, I understand that, you know, it's a fast game. You know, calls are going to be missed. You know, they don't have an easy job. You know, the refs, it's, the game happens fast. But, you know, in the moment with the importance of the game and, you know, with a minute 40 left, we have a chance to be in the power play to get 2 points. I was over the top frustrated. You know, I care a lot about this team and a lot about winning. And, yeah, it came out.
What was the hearing like for you? What point did you want to try to get across explaining your side of the situation?
I didn't really even have a side. You know, I was went on there to apologize and to tone up to, you know, throwing a stick under the ice out of frustration. You know, there wasn't me trying to make an excuse for why I did it, but the reasoning was out of frustration from something that happened at the end of the game. So it's it is what it is. I'll take my three games and, you know, hopefully we get some wins here in the next three games and come back and, you know, be on a little bit of a roll here at the end.
And there was no intent, and it was toward the direction of the official, but that was certainly not yours.
I mean, yeah, you guys saw the video. I threw it down towards the ice out of frustration. I think at the time I was planning on banging the stick on the boards, and, you know, when I went over to the bench with the stick, it just came out in, like I said, pure frustration. But no, it wasn't directed towards an official, a player. That's not something I've ever done or will ever do. Obviously, like I said, I do respect them and their job. You know, it's tough. The game happens fast, and yeah. Obviously, when things settle down, when my heart rate settled down, obviously you have a chance to reflect and look back on it. But in the moment, like I said, a lot of adrenaline, a lot of frustration.
When it happened, the missed call, like, it looked like you tried to get that referee's attention after that. Was there any conversation between you and the officials in between that and kind of the end of the game, or is it kind of that part of it? You didn't really have any way to...
I think I was just looking over because I thought I expected there to be a penalty. And then me not seeing there as a penalty, obviously you get hit in the eye with a stick. It's, you know, it hurts and it's frustrating. That's all I really have to say about that.
Ryan, your penalty minutes have been down. Have you seen kind of that growth in your game and staying out of the box and being more disciplined, or is that something you still feel like there's room to grow for you as a player?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been pretty good with, you know, I don't really look back on stat sheets, but I don't feel like I've really been putting our team on the penalty kill much this year. You know, obviously maybe there's been some 10-minute penalties or maybe some coincidental penalties with other players, but I think I've been good with, you know, staying out of the box, and obviously it's, I don't want to say frustrating, but to be keep getting asked that is kind of whatever. But yeah, I think you know, I've been better with that.
Do you feel like it kind of follows you now and affects your ability to get calls, and how do you deal with this track record now that you have when you are in situations where you get high sticked and there is a missed call? How do you kind of grapple with that? How will you handle that?
I mean it shouldn't. I mean, you know, we all have our jobs to come in each game as a fresh game. You know, if we have that ref again, I have no hard feelings with him. Our job is to, you play one game at a time, and you should get penalties or penalties, unbiased, whatever. I mean, it shouldn't be he did this game, so I'm not going to call it. Like, that's, every game's a different game in my mind. That's how we as players feel. I'm sure that's how refs feel. That's the part of the job is to be an unbiased official, and I think they do a pretty good job of that. And so I don't, if that is what's going on, I don't know, but I don't feel that way.
How are the relationships you have with refs? How do you kind of build that over time? I know you've been in the league for such many years now. Is something where you kind of, some you know better than others, some you have those kind of back and forth conversations of like, hey, I miss this one, or hey, I. Kind of thing.
I've worked, the last 3, 4, 5 years building relationships with some of these refs, talking to them, asking them, non-hockey stuff. You see them sometimes after games. We're all human beings, and we all have jobs to do. So like I said, I've maybe really my career being young and naive, and not having many games under my belt, being a little vocal, and I've learned to, like I said, try to build some relationships. I think I have a lot of good relationship with some of these guys, especially with linesmen too. Now with being a center and taking faceoffs, that goes a huge way with some of these guys, and with officials too. I've tried to, talk to guys and hear their opinions on stuff, and just. Like I said, we're all human beings. We all have a job, and we're all at the top of our careers, the highest level possible. So we should enjoy that, and we're all doing the same thing together.
Seems like you cut down your penalties, like she mentioned, in timely ones. It's an emotional game, of course. Is there anything you think you need to do better as far as handling emotions or handling frustration, or that's just because you're an emotional player too, and you play with that edge, and you kind of know that how important these kind of games are.
I have a lot of passion for this game and for winning and for protecting our players and for being out there and playing the game of hockey. When things kind of boil over, like I said, some of it's passion coming out and frustration, but I think that I've been putting our team behind the eight ball by any means by taking frustration penalties, so I don't think that's really an issue. Can you say me being out of the game 3 games kind of is hurting the team? Maybe, but that was out of my hands. I mean, obviously it was my doing, but I was kind of in player safety's hands and learn from it and move on.